basically the outcome of the survey was really positive for us when looking to should we go in November. That was really kind of the last piece that we needed to know, that the community was kind of ready for us to go, and that in a short 45-plus question survey, so there was a lot of other information in there. But that was a big piece that we were looking for. Really now our task is, are we comfortable really maxing out that referendum amount at the $257 million?
One of the comments I saw from Unicom's president, he was wondering what impact the presidential election would have on this. People are tired of seeing all the coverage and wondering if it would dampen turnout.
So we've talked with Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton several times, actually, and he's obviously preparing for, you know, record turnout. There was large turnout in the primaries, and so being prepared for that. I think the president of Unicom also had another comment where he said, don't take for granted voter turnout. So if he's right, he said, you want to be out there. What I took away from that, and it's something that we're already doing with it, we've been to several Rotary meetings, where we've got a couple community meetings set up this week, of just really continuing to get the facts out, get the message out. You know, in a couple weeks, we'll have that actual referendum language that we then can, you know, as a district, we'll be able to push factually, and then have the support of some outside groups and organizations to help further that message through encouraging people to vote and everything. But really to not drop the ball on just assuming that we're going to have this great voter turnout.
Is there any school of thought that people are going to show up, we'll only be concerned, I want to vote for my candidate in this election, and not be worried so much about the referendum?
Absolutely. And I think that goes back to then the work that we as a district and as a board and as a community then have to be cognizant and aware of that, but at the same time encouraging and promoting what we're trying to do and informing people that, hey, there is going to be a question among lots of different questions potentially on the ballot. And that was something that came from the result. There was actually one of the questions was, how aware or how in tune with the goings-ons of the district are you? And it was actually really high. So I think the work that the board and the administration has done, not even just this past year, but the years kind of leading up to this, that we really have we have the attention of the community. I kind of talked about that where, like, in February that we were going to do this intense weekly. I mean, we were meeting weekly as a Tier 2 committee and just really hitting the community, hitting the pavement, literally coffee hours, lunches, being out there as a board as much as we possibly can.
Talk about your mindset over the next, what, week and a half? Because you've got a lot to figure out before that vote, you know, for board meeting on the 15th.
Absolutely. So we have another meeting on the 8th. It's our regular meeting, but definitely carving out a time to talk about it. We've asked the architects to go back and look at a couple things, particularly around our middle school issue with the Edison and everything. All the information's there. We've been, the district, it's been in this for 10 plus years now. The information's there, the data's there. And so just taking out what we need to make some of those final decisions on really hashing it out and getting the numbers down to fitting into exactly that referendum question that we want. I put it this way. If the referendum question, it doesn't have those six schools, those six facilities on it, so say it's 3, 4, 5 or whatever, the left out project is up next. It's on the radar of the Board of Education. I think it's something that this board will start to address through strategic planning to really narrow down, to finalize. We know what needs to be done there. And so it's just determining if now is the time to go after that whole entire amount. Does that make sense? I think where we're aware of these needs as facilities, and that was the point of the facilities conversation, was to address all of our district's needs at this time and what the plan for those going forward. And so if a referendum now isn't all-inclusive of those, the awareness that at some point we will need to come back to address those.